month for the Biden crime family. And James Comer was on some of the Sunday shows yesterday, and we'll let you hear what he says, kind of the overview of what's going on in the Biden crime family investigation that's going on right now. It's going on right now. It'll be going on here in minutes in Washington, D.C. We'll let you do that and a whole bunch more coming up. So stay with us. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear from James Comer in just a couple of minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV football fell to Boise State 44-20 in the Mountain West Championship game on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium. But for the first time in a decade and fifth time in the program's history, the Rebels will make a bowl game appearance. UNLV will play Kansas of the Big 12 in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl on December 26th at Chase Field in Phoenix. After a rough time on the road to close out last month, the Golden Knights have points in each of their last four games, including two wins in a row. They'll hit the ice tonight to take on the St. Louis Blues at T-Mobile Arena. Puck drops at 7. The Raiders got a much-needed break when they had their bye this past weekend. They'll be back in action on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium when the Minnesota Vikings come to town. The Silver and Black opened as 2.5-point underdogs.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Traffic's actually looking good right now on the Valley Freeways. There are no accidents being reported. Seen a minor delay there on I-15 northbound approaching the Spaghetti Bowl. Headed an incident there on the left shoulder near Charleston, 15 northbound near Charleston. It looked like Nevada State Police had somebody off to the side of the road, but not causing too much backup there. In the Northeast Valley on the Surface Streets, injury accident at the intersection of Cary and Lamb. Mostly sunny today. Afternoon highs in the mid to upper 60s. It's 46 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of the Misfits Poker League. I was there as they were setting up the Misfits Poker League yesterday, and I had so much fun. Every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, the Misfits Poker League. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I promised you that if you agree to listen on Monday, we will keep you covered on the Sunday shows. And James Comer was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo and gave us kind of an overview, if you will, of the Biden crime family investigation, which is ongoing. And James Comer says that December is going to be a key month that we'll learn a lot about what the Biden crime family was up to. This was James Comer yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures.
What can you tell us about this email from a bank investigator? He's trained for looking for money laundering, and he's flagging all this suspicious activity in Hunter Biden's joint accounts. What is most damning here from your standpoint?
Well, this is a great snapshot for everyone in America to see what takes place in a bank making a decision to file a suspicious activity report against a prominent person, against a politically exposed person. Remember, banks don't want to file these, Maria, because when you do, it invites the bank examiners in. And that's the last people banks want to see are bank examiners. When you file a suspicious activity report against the son of a vice president of the United States, the bank examiners are going to fly from wherever they are into that bank the next day and look into this. So they wanted to make sure they weren't making any mistakes, but they understood the potential criminality here and the potential vulnerability to our national security. And, you know, when they saw the $5 million wire go to an investment fund with no investments, and that they knew that the Bidens had all these shell accounts, and they mentioned that in the email, these accounts where they weren't real businesses, they were just like dormant accounts. You get a huge $5 million wire in. So they obviously reach out to the president's son and say, Mr. Biden, what is this $5 million wire? We need to know, or we're going to have to notify the Treasury Cabinet of a suspicious activity report. He said, oh, that's a loan. And they're like, a loan from China? Okay, well, we need the loan documentation so that we can have that in the records for the bank examiners. And they said there were no loan documents. So the bank knew right away. China didn't send someone in the United States, especially the son of a vice president of the United States, $5 million as a loan without any loan documentation or without any terms of the loan. And what we see here, Maria, is this fits a pattern that we've been talking about on your show for months, where the Bidens were taking in, you know, millions of dollars from our enemies around the world, and they were calling them loans, because when you say a loan, you don't have to report that on your taxes. You don't have to notify the IRS. So this was a way the Bidens were trying to sneak money in, and at the end of the day, they weren't paying any taxes on it. But the bank examiner realized that this was a bad deal. Not only is this money laundering, and not only is this tax evasion, but this is how China comes in and buys politicians off. They give huge sums of money to vulnerable family members of high-ranking politicians. And they mentioned in the email Hunter Biden was susceptible because he was on drugs. He was in financial trouble. And they knew this because his ex-wife had said that in an interview.
James Comer is coming close to being able to get the smoking gun that we've all been looking for. And a lot of that may involve deposing members of the Biden crime family, maybe even the president of the United States. More coming up. Oh, also, Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott is the governor of Texas. and he was on Sunday Morning Futures as well. We'll get to him and a whole bunch more coming up in just a couple of minutes. Just a reminder that this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all my good friends, the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for all that you do for all of us. That's Nevada Trucking Association. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Savangle of breaking news.
And we've got a problem here on I-15.
Plus, the News 3 Weather Authority. Tracking conditions with details down to your neighborhood.
Storms pushing through the Las Vegas Valley.
And anchors and reporters telling local stories. A morning newscast that focuses on stories from Las Vegas. News 3 Today, weekday mornings from 4 to 7.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Everything you'll need at that first sales meeting coming up in just a little bit. Or maybe that breakfast meeting that you've got scheduled. We got everything you need to know. News, weather, traffic, sports, everything. All under one roof. All right here. For instance, Chris Christie is going to find out in an hour or so if he's going to be on the stage for the next Republican National Committee debate, the presidential wannabe debate. Chris Christie was on Face the Nation. This is Face the Nation yesterday, predicting that he will make the stage for the next debate. This is cut number 11. Go.
Sir, the RNC is supposed to announce tomorrow who will be on that December 6th debate stage. Has the RNC told you you've qualified to be there? And if you haven't, will you drop out?
I don't think they've told anybody yet who all of us are going to be on the stage, but I'm confident, Margaret, that I will be there, that we have all the qualifications necessary to get there.
Because you told CNN over Thanksgiving you will stay in the race through the convention, which would put you into the summer months. Does the field need to consolidate to beat Donald Trump, which you say is one of your prime motivations in running?
Look, this field has already consolidated more than any non-incumbent field in this century, Margaret. Back this time, 8 years ago, we had 13 candidates still in the race. At this time back, you know, in 2011, we had 8 candidates in the race. And this time back in 2007, we had 9 candidates in the race. Mm-hmm. And so this field has consolidated significantly, and I suspect it will consolidate more after folks vote in Iowa and New Hampshire.
But isn't it a little bit different that you have the 45th president of the United States running, a known entity who has this automatic platform? It's just a different model. It's a different case.
Yeah, the other thing that makes it different, Margaret, is he's got 91 counts of an indictment against him. The day before Super Tuesday, he's going to start a criminal trial where his former chief of staff and one of the founders of the Freedom Caucus is going to testify that he committed crimes on his watch and was directed to commit crimes by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things different about this, and that's why anybody trying to predict this is just shooting in the dark.
But why hasn't that turned off the GOP electorate? When you look at CBS polling and others, he is leading, as you know. And then, I mean, you've made clear when some of the other competitors are using really harsh rhetoric that you think that should disqualify them. Why hasn't that extreme rhetoric turned the GOP off of these other candidates either?
Well, look, I don't think you know exactly what's going to happen at all until people vote. Look, if we listen to all the polling, Margaret, Hillary Clinton would be in her second term. So I don't believe that polling is nearly as reliable as it used to be, and I don't believe that people tell the truth to pollsters. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, everybody's trying to make these decisions now are just wrong. Let's remember something. In the Republican primary in 07, you know who was winning at this time in 07? Mitt Romney. He was winning at this time in 11, Newt Gingrich. And winning this time in 15 was Ben Carson. I don't remember any of those presidencies, Margaret. In my view, we can't worry about that kind of stuff. What we need to worry about is the direction this country is going in. And most people don't agree with it. And if you don't agree with the direction of the country, why would you vote for either Trump or Biden who have put us in this direction?
Chris Christie yesterday on Face the Nation on CBS. Karl Rove is maybe one of the smartest dudes I know of. We've interviewed him before. He is a fascinating guy, and he is smart as a whip when it comes to politics. Karl Rove was on Fox News Sunday and talked presidential politics from both, and this is what I found interesting, from a Democrat and a GOP perspective. Listen to this.
Yesterday, interestingly enough, a group of national Muslim leaders from swing states got together in Michigan for something they called #AbandonBiden in 2024 conference. not something the White House wants to be dealing with in a re-election campaign, Carl.
No, they don't. But on the other hand, Americans like to have a strong, resolute leader who stands for something. And if Joe Biden and the Biden political machine decide that in order to appease a group of pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli activists on the left wing of the Democratic Party, they're going to sell out one of our great allies and fail to give it the support necessary to win this war, then they will be morally bankrupt and deserve to lose. So the president helps himself by being a strong, resolute leader and using his bully pulpit to explain to the American people what the issue is, not only in Israel, but in Ukraine, and explain why America is doing what it did. Yesterday morning, we began the first session with a brilliant explanation of why presidential leadership in explaining what America is doing is an obligation of any president. I think Mark did a hell of a job in presenting that point.
Aww.
Thank you, Carl.
Kudos there for you, Mark. Okay, so let's talk about the folks on the other side of the aisle who would like to be the commander-in-chief making these decisions. A big endorsement for Nikki Haley this week, Americans for Prosperity, came out. And she's got a new ad out, by the way, new TV ad, and she's talking about leaving behind chaos and drama of the past. Not sure exactly what she's referencing there, but we can all make our assumptions. But here's the idea of asking this question now about moving forward. How big of a blow was the endorsement for the DeSantis campaign? Of course, anyone in the field would have enjoyed getting the support. Millions in ad dollars, grassroots campaigning, that kind of thing. The DeSantis spokesperson, Andrew Romeo, said this: like clockwork, the pro-open borders, pro-jailbreak bill establishment is lining up behind a moderate who has no mathematical pathway of defeating the former president. Carl.
Well, strong language from the DeSantis campaign, but as in August, it was 16 points for DeSantis in Iowa and 6 points for Nikki Haley on the basis of one debate performance. She jumped up to 16 points in Iowa and probably is today ahead of Ron DeSantis in there. She's already ahead of him in New Hampshire, proving to be the counterpoint to the front runner, Donald Trump. So I'd be focused on advocating more for my candidate than trying to drag down the person who has got the momentum. The only way to recapture the momentum for Ron DeSantis is to do things that will cause people to say, you know what, I really ought to be for him. And that didn't help.
Carl Rove, smart dude when it comes to politics. We'll talk more about his comments coming up in our next segment. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us, and we'll talk about a lot of the stuff that he's been writing about, and a lot of it is very, very controversial. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
We're officially into December. The votes will begin in both Iowa and New Hampshire. We will break down the absolute latest on the polling as we are just a little bit over 6 weeks out from the official voting beginning.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Monday, 3 weeks before Christmas Day, and now Santa Bill, that's me, has a couple of tips about making Christmas the best it can be. Where did I hear that before? Oh, in the Army. Okay. Number one, be charitable at Christmas time. That means actually giving money to different charities, but be very careful, because fraud is just out of control. And the reason is Americans are the most generous people on earth, and the miscreants know that. So they call you up and they want your credit card. Don't do any of that. This year, I'm giving a lot of money away locally where I can see for myself what the charity is doing. I do give to national organizations to help vets and children primarily, but I go to charitynavigator.org, I believe it is. It's either .com or .org, Charity Navigator,
to find out what the rating of the charity is. So due diligence is necessary in charitable giving, and also be charitable to your friends. You know, give them little things, Christmas cards, greetings, be charitable. And the second tip is be nice to yourself. I always give myself a Christmas gift. Usually it's something to do with history, but it's something that I like. You should do the same thing. It is a day of remembrance for tradition, but also a day to celebrate. Give yourself a gift. Back in a moment.
Every morning, the president wakes up to a top-secret brief on America's biggest challenges. Ever wished you were in the room? Of course you have. I'm Mike Baker, former CIA ops officer, and I'm here to give you the next best thing. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief podcast. Every weekday, I break down the day's most pressing issues in just 20 minutes. Get briefed. Stay ahead. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us on this Monday. Last week, we were all scratching our heads trying to figure out the Miriam Adelson move to essentially buy a controlling interest in the Dallas Mavericks. And we've been trying to figure out, well, what's behind that? We switch then to the Dallas Business Journal. They reported late last week, I'll quote directly from the Dallas Business Journal, Mark Cuban's sale of the majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks to the family behind a casino corporation pushed a long-floated idea of his to the forefront. The Mavericks owner has pitched the idea of a partnership with casino magnate Miriam Adelson and her family's Las Vegas Sands Corporation to build a destination casino and resort in the city of Dallas centered around an arena for the NBA team. Gambling, by the way, is not legal right now in Texas. If it were to become legal, they would be able to build that mega casino in the city of Dallas. You wonder what's going on. In fact, they continue to write in the Dallas Business Journal, who else sees potential in such a concept? Look no further than David Cordish, the chairman and CEO of Cordish Companies, the Baltimore-based developer behind the popular Texas Live entertainment venue in Arlington, next to the Texas Rangers Globe Life Field. So there may be more to this sale of the Dallas Mavericks to Miriam Adelson than meets the eye. There could be a gaming a deal going on there that we'll be reporting on, I'm sure, over the course of weeks, months. Again, it's not legal in Texas right now, but it could be. It could be. Stay with us. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us next. It's all straight ahead, live and local, on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
From my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. you may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Out.